Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul
bringing the news to your ears?
This is the place for
Love Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The gospel hour of power. I bring power.
Bringing the news to your ears.
Your opinion
matters.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. I'm your host today. And today, I'm telling you, I'm feeling really good in my spirit. I got a gospel recording artist coming on today. Her name is Shalimar. And, I mean, I've talked with her, and she is such a joy to talk to. Now, today, I want you to just sit back. I want you to listen. We're going to play one of her songs today. And when I tell you that her music is awesome, I'm telling you, you need to find out where she is, what she's doing, and how you can follow her, how you can follow what she's doing. Because I'm telling you, the people that God blessed me to come in contact with and bring on this show, you better believe that they are about to be more than you think they are. Now, sometimes you hear people on there, you say, okay, she's new, you know, this, that, and the other, and yeah. But let me tell you something. You don't want to wait till God blesses her and exalts her and then say, well, I listened to you when you know. No, you want to get in on it now. Let her know that you are a fan. So when she comes on the air today, I want you to call in with your questions, you know. Even if you don't, if you can't call in, because I know I'm on at 4 o'clock Central Time, and that's usually when people are at work. So I want you to try to email me. Now, you can email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com, and I will try to get back with you at my earliest convenience. But if you are emailing me a comment, a question that you want to ask, or, like I said, a comment that you want to say over the air, I mean, email it to me, and I'll read it. I'll read it over the air so everyone can hear what the fans of My Gospel Soul have to say. I would love for some of the pastors that call in and listen, some of my listening audience, I would love for you to email me, because truly it is wonderful to know that I have listeners. Now, I've been checking out my listening board, where it shows me how many people listen, and I got quite a few listeners. So I know you're out there, so send me some love. Even if you're listening to this in the archives, I want you to send Pastor Jackson some love. You never know. I just might put you on my website. Send me a picture. Send me a picture of you and why you're the greatest fan of My Gospel Soul. And then I'll email you back and let you know if you have won the spot as My Gospel Soul's greatest fan on my website. So let me tell you something. Today I want you to, if you're in Houston, because we're coming live from Houston, Texas now. Houston, Texas have just had a whole lot of rain. And we're now, I guess you could say God is ringing Houston out. You know, we had some flooding to go on and people, you know, we also, but before we get started in the show, we wanna send some prayers out and some love out and some sympathy out to the families who lost loved ones during the flood. People drove through the water. And I want you to know that we have a saying here, you know, if you see the water, turn around. If you see it, turn around. A lot of people say, I can make it through the water. You know, 9 times out of 10, if you told yourself that, then guess what? You're not going to make it through that water. You're going to lose your car. You're going to lose your – and some people, like we just said, have lost their life. So, come on, let's not play with flooding. Let's not play with it, people. And let's turn around and let's move a different direction or get to high ground. But thank God the rain has subsided in our weather. But today in our weather, you have to excuse me because my weather comes from our local station, Channel 13. Now, it's giving me my weekend forecast. So let me just give you the weekend forecast. It's for tomorrow, Friday. It's going to be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High in the mid-80s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Friday night is going to be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Then mostly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s. South winds are going to be 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, they got the sun out. But it's going to be partly cloudy, but you're going to see some sun. High in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. So it's going to be probably the same, you know, we're going to get the same thing. You know, Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, 10 becoming mostly cloudy, and then lows in the lower 70s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then a 30% chance in the afternoon, you know, like they say, of showers and thunderstorms, a 30% chance in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunday night, a 40% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy and lows in the upper 60s. So you want to, we're looking forward to, I guess you could say, a nice weekend. Now for tonight's forecast, it is partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low in the lower 70s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. So it's partly cloudy. We got a 20% chance of thunderstorms. So it means that we might get a little sprinkles of rain here and there. And we're coming live from Houston, Texas. We also want you to know that My Gospel Soul website is up. It's up. We still are doing a lot of structuring. So, you know, right now, all we want our fans, you know, we want the fans to go ahead, I mean the listeners, let me put it like that, our listeners, to go ahead and email Pastor Jackson, that's me, Janice Jackson, email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com. That's all lowercase, so that I can put your comment on the website and read it on the air. people like to know what you have to think, because this show is about giving the people a voice. Now, we have an awesome show, a fantastic show for you today. Joining us is Shalimar, the gospel contest winner. Now, when I tell you this young woman, she sung with her whole heart, and she didn't just get up, she didn't perform. A lot of people say, well, oh, he gave a good performance. No, she sung under the power and the anointing of God. So we're going to welcome her to our show a little later on, you know. And like I said, I had her, so her personality and her walk with God, I know with a surety is real. It's real. We have a lot of people that's prostituting God. They are prostituting their gifts, you know, or what we call here on the show panhandling God. But this woman of God, I can truly say that God has called her to do great things. And when she gets on there, she'll give her contact information and everything, because we got a lot of questions to ask her. She's a producer, a poet, and a model. So you might want to listen. A singer songwriter, you may want to listen and tune in, and she may have some good nuggets, which you know we like to say that on the show. She may have some good nuggets that may help you get your career started in the singing business as well as modeling. So we'll see. We'll talk with her and see what she can tell us, what good news she can give us. We also want you to know that if you are listening by phone and you have no idea how to find my profile page, I want you to go to www.blogtalkradio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ Janice Jackson. Now, a lot of people are having a problem finding my page. What I need you to do, I need you to register as a listener. If you register as a listener, then you can easily find my show whenever you want to. So you go on that, you register as a listener, so that and then it's a blessing to me when I go and I check my show page or check my website, and I can see how many people. I can even see my friends. You can even upload a picture of yourself. You know, and I can put you on my favorites and all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, just celebrate the fact that you are listening to a real show. We are talking about real issues, real topics. I call them heavy hitters. You know, we talked about HIV and AIDS. We talked about is your service to God or to yourself. We talked about a family that prays together. Now, that show in itself was something else. We talked about cheating in the next room, which we got part two coming up of that. And a lot of people say, cheating in the next room, that's a blues song. Cheating in the next room is basically exactly what it says. Cheating on the computer, cheating on the cell phone, cheating on the household while your wife is asleep, while your children are in the next room. You are on the computer in chat rooms cheating, talking to another woman, talking to another man. We talked about cheating in the next room. We also talked about sexting. That's what they are calling children on the telephone, on their cell phone, sending nude pictures, provocative nude pictures to each other. That's what's happening. So I like to say in my life, chin check your children. My dear, glory to God, says take the door off the hinges. If they live in your house, their room belongs to you. I know a lot of people say, well, your children deserve some privacy. Well, guess what? They are right. They deserve some privacy. When they go in the restroom, they can close the door. But I'm telling you, if you want to keep up with your children, this is a day and time where children are getting caught up in so many different things. Dad, I want to go to the mall. Drop me off at the mall. And you, little do you know, you're dropping your child off to meet with a child predator, but you don't know this. That child don't know it either. They think they're meeting some cute little boy. But it ends up being a child predator. So I admonish you to take that extra step and get in your children's business. Now, I also want to say a warning about this swine flu. About this swine flu. I received a text message before I get serious. I received a text message from my little sister, and I thought it was the cutest text message I had ever heard. And she said that it said someone said that before pigs would fly, before there would be a black president. And then it said 100 days in office, and guess what? A swine flu. I didn't get it at first, but then I realized they were talking about the epidemic or the pandemic, they say, the swine flu, you know. So what we want to do is we want to let you know to practice good hygiene, okay, good sanitary methods, okay. Wash your hands. Cough. Cover your mouth. And these are basic things that our grandma tell us, our mother tell us, these are things that we already know. Wash your hands. Get some hand sanitizer. We've had some cases to come up here in Houston, Texas. We had a baby to pass away. We had some young people to contract, but you know they've contracted it. I'd say they don't know what it is, but they have shut down the schools just to take extra precaution. You do the same thing with your family. Go ahead, get you some hand sanitizer, buy you some teach your children about washing their hands, get strict on them about it, because I know one thing, just a couple of seconds to wash your hands thoroughly and to cover your mouth when you cough can save a life. So let's take that seriously. Again, we want to also thank Miss Deborah Wilson. Minister Deborah Wilson, she called in Monday. We listened to some good music by Minister Deborah Wilson Monday. If you go on my website, that's www.webstart.com/mygospelsoul, you'll be able to see more contact information on Deborah Wilson. She is, when I tell you, a woman of God. If you are listening to the show from Tuesday in the archives, you will hear an awesome testimony. And I'm telling you, a woman of God that really allowed God to move her and take her life to a whole new level. See, before we give our life to God, we are wretch undone. I mean, we're doing things that we wouldn't do, you know, we wouldn't normally do. But and a lot of people say they don't care if they wouldn't say they wouldn't do that. But let me tell you something. If you are in sin, sin is sin. Once you have opened the door to sin, you can't say what you won't do. You can't say I'd never do that. You can't say that. Sin is sin. And sin opens one door. You open one door to sin, and guess what? This is going to manifest. Because why? You have opened the door to the devil. And if you're on the devil's side, I admonish you to get in a Bible-based church and get your and let God take the reins of your life. And I promise you, you will not regret it. Now, again, we want to admonish you to get saved, give your life to the Lord. Now, we also want to give a shout out to the prodigal son. The prodigal son is going to be coming on Saturday. That's going to be a special show because, you know, My Gospel Soul does not air on Saturdays. But when I saw this awesome man of God minister the word through rap, and I could really understand what he was saying, and it really touched my heart what he was saying, I knew that I had to get him on the show. And again, that's Demetric Walker. Dimitri Walker, and his stage name is Prodigal Son. I call it his testimonial name is Prodigal Son. And you go on my website and you can see more information on him as well. And we're going to be talking with him Saturday. But today on the show, we're going to be talking with Shalamar. You know, I enjoy bringing new artists and new fresh artists to our listening audience, because sometimes we need that new voice, we need that new idea, we need that fresh anointing, that fresh view to come to our lives and to break free of the norm, you know, to break the shackles of the norm of routine. Of the same old thing, the same old worship, the same old praise. We need that blast of a refreshing water. It's kind of like a cool glass of water, you know, with that ice and the glass is cold with that frost going down the glass. My dad used to take one of those jelly jars. And he'd fill it with ice and he'd sit it in the freezer. And I used to want, I say, that doesn't make any sense, you know. But that was when I was a child. He put that glass in the freezer, and when he took it out and poured that water over, you could see the coldness come from the glass. I mean, and when I first took one of his glasses and drunk some water out of that glass, when I tell you, a refreshing feeling came over me. And that's how it is with new artists. Now, this artist we have coming on today, I'm telling you, she's like a cool glass of water. She's like a refreshing glass of water, a fresh anointing. And today I'm proud to say that we're going to be talking with her today, asking her some good questions. You know what I'm saying? And letting her just tell us how God got her into singing for his glory and his honor. And I believe she's on already. Is that you, yes. Shalamar?
This is me. Hey. How you doing?
I'm fine. I was just letting the people know that I've talked to you and I said ever since I talked to you, it's been like a cool glass of water, you know.
Amen.
And I told them, I said, you know, we have to get ready for new artists coming out, and I want to introduce you to my co-host as well. She's on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Lady B.
Hey, how you doing?
Lady J, hello. How y'all doing?
We have Shalamar on the line. And I was just telling her that I wanted to introduce you to her. And so Shalamar, this is Lady V. Lady V, this is Shalamar.
Hi, Lady V. How you doing?
How you doing, Shalamar?
I'm doing good, doing good. Excited.
Yeah. You sound excited.
Lady V had the chance to meet you, but Lady V had to, the day of the talent search, Lady V got rained in. She got flooded in.
Oh, man.
She got caught in the water, and like I like to say, if you can't go through it, she just let me know she was, her hubby, say, will not be able to.
That's right.
You can't mess with that hubby thing. What's
that's
the
right.
Hubby? It ain't going down. It ain't going down. So
that's right.
You know, again, we're talking with Shalamar, and Shalamar, I just want to take this opportunity for you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm 29 years old. I've been singing pretty much all my life. I love music. Music is a passion for me. What else? I work at a school. I work with special needs children. I love doing it. I love working with children. It's indeed a passion to me, just like my singing is, because it's a ministry. So it's so many things about myself that, you know, I just, you know, I thank God that, you know, he's brought me through some things and he's taken me to some things. And music is just like one of the number one things for me in my life.
Okay.
So those are some things about me. Just
all right. Just a little bit, because we're going to get more. I'm going to have a write-up on Shalimar on my website. And
that's
and
right.
More things to come from her. More things to come from her, because I want to do my part in pushing her out there and promoting her as much as I can do on my end. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, we have a caller, and I want to see who this is.
Okay.
Caller, you on there? Caller, you on the air?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. My ask who's calling.
Well, my name is Jacqueline Thomas.
That's my mama.
Jacqueline Thomas?
Yes, that's my mama.
All right, Jacqueline. Well, okay, Mama. Well, we're going to ask Mama. Mama, tell us a little bit about Shalimar, because obviously she's been singing all her life. From the way her voice is, and we're going to play some of her music later, but I like to hear what Mama got to say.
Well, basically, she's right. She's been singing since at a very, very young age, and she's always been kind of like she's a standout person, but she doesn't want to be a standout person. and her aunt used to take her to these different restaurants or wherever. I don't know if she would put her on the table and let her sing. You know, when she would capture the audience or whatever, she could tell you a little bit more about that. But her aunt would take her, you know, like different places and ask her to sing when she was a little girl. And she would just sing, you know. There was no shame when she was growing up.
She had to go there.
I had a show about that. It say, Mama, stop telling that story, right?
Yeah.
It's what your mama tells. Stories, you know, at family reunions and when strangers come, then you be saying, God, I wish Mama stopped telling
that
story. But this story that you just told is awesome because a lot of times we don't support our children the way we should when it comes to their gifts. You know, we'll go get them video games. We'll go get them all sorts of stuff that just wouldn't cause them to grow. But when you see something, I know, and I'm talking to Mama. I know when you saw this gift on your daughter, you were saying, "My daughter can sing." It does something to your heart, don't it?
Yes, it really does. I am so, I'm just overjoyed, you know. And like I said, when she was growing up, I could see that in her. And as she grew, you know, older and older, I could see that passion, that yearning just to sing and to be heard, you know, in order to help somebody, to minister to somebody.
Hey, man. That's your mama preaching. Mama preaching.
So, I am overjoyed.
So, well, you know something, I appreciate a mother's perspective because I'm a mother myself and I have four children. And I know that they have talent. And so I take that as an encouragement to hear you comment and compliment your daughter. Now Shalimar.
Yes.
Shalimar, now when did you I know that with me being a singer, I know that we knew we could sing, but when was it that you knew you knew God had called you to sing on a worldwide basis, where you take your message to the people? When did you know that?
I guess I'll say probably the inception came when I was a little girl because I had a very strong prayer life. And so I guess when I probably hit around about 14, you know, when I was in high school and people, you know, when I would sing or people would say, girl, you know, you'll sing and, you know, different things like that. And God began to do a transition in my life to where I began to say, okay, God, I'm doing this for you. I'm putting all this other stuff to the side, and I'm just going to keep it real, and I'm going to be sold out for you. I think that's when I began to see the transition that happened in my life, and then people began to tell me, man, you have such an anointed voice, you know. So, you know, I guess, you know, just seeing that and then seeing people being moved, you know, through God's voice that he blessed me with, that truly blessed me, you know. And so that's when I guess when I, you know, I really knew. But it really started from when I was a little girl. You know, I just really knew. I said, well, you know, God, I know it's something that you have me to do, because I always say, man, I would love to sing in front of a lot of people, not for the fame and glory, but, you know, just to do it. And it was fun. It was something on the inside of me, you know. And so I guess, you know, it began to grow.
Okay.
Yep, it begins to grow. So, you know, so.
We have a caller. We have a caller that wants to say something. So, and of course I know who it is. It's my wonderful husband. And I was on the phone with Shalimar one time. She heard me call him Honey Dumpling.
Yeah.
And when I told him Shalimar was gonna be on the show, he got on the phone. So, all right. Okay, Honey Dumpling, are you there?
Yes. How you doing, Shalimar?
I'm fine. How you doing? Doing good.
I'm blessed and highly favored. I heard that you were going to be on the show.
Okay.
And I have seen you perform at the top level of your singing career. And first of all, I want to thank the Lord for blessing us with such a lovely lady as yourself that can sing the word. And deliver
Thank
the word
you.
Through your music.
Thank
and you so much. And I enjoyed myself while I was there. I was a little ill, but I became a little better after I heard you sing a little bit.
You know, I've
lifted my soul and everything, and I just wanted to make sure that I give a shout out to you and let you continue to bless the world with your music. You know, and mother, you did a real fine job in raising your child, and I recommend you for that.
Amen.
God
like
be the glory.
Yes,
God
ma'am.
Glory.
But like
you.
I say, I wanted to take some time out and let you know that you are wonderful, and I will continue to pray for you for your career to get launched off. And,
yes, sir.
And be like American Idol, you know.
All right.
We have one of our very own.
All
and
right.
May God bless you and continue to in your endeavors.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I'm okay then.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a blessing.
Oh,
really, I didn't expect my honey dumpling to say all that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, but you know what? When you are in the beginning of your singing career and God is edifying and lifting you up and exalting you, because he said in his season, in the due season. Come
yeah.
on now. So we, you never know. People have, and I was telling you about this earlier. People
yeah.
have to know about you in order to exalt you. Like some people, I don't need nobody. The devil is a lie. The
mm-hmm.
devil is a lie. We need. I tell people, one of my all time favorite songs is when this song hit. I need you. You need me.
That's right.
I won't harm you with words from my mouth.
My mama. That's
Love
it.
You. And I need you, hallelujah, to survive.
That's
so
right.
we, you know, I want to know your church affiliation. Oh, we have another caller. Let's see who this
hey.
Is. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Caller,
you're on the air.
My mama.
Caller, you're
on
the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
All right. Who we got on the air with us today?
I am so proud.
I know what it feels.
I am so proud and so anxious, so excited to be on the radio show. and I am so proud to say that Shalimar is my soon-to-be sister-in-law.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. So what you want to say to Shalimar?
I just want to say I'm just so proud, so excited
Aww.
For you, so encouraged for you and all of your endeavors, and
mm-hmm.
just not to give up, you know,
Amen.
Just keep on doing and moving, you know, how God would have you to move left, right, up, down, and, you know, just that your thoughts are always clear and that you can just hear so clearly from God in everything that you do.
Amen. She's a pastor's wife,
Amen.
Too.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I just I just wanted to call in. I had got the email. She had let me know, and I was just so excited for her. I just wanted to call in and just congratulate her.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
All right.
This is indeed the show to do that because, you know, I just want to say this. Lord, we pray many blessings over Shalimar and her career right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe
yeah.
that you are going to bless her in the city and the field, going in and coming out. Lord, we ask
yes.
that you anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that wherever her feet tread, you'll give it to her in the name of Jesus. Lord, let her walk through every door, glory to God, and let every weapon that is formed again, we know it ain't going to prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises up against her career shall be condemned. Glory to God. Let your anointing flow. Every time a mouth opens, let be broken in the name of Jesus. Strongholds, glory to God. Let them be broken in the name of Jesus. And let people begin to walk in the newness of life. And I just, you know, I am just happy, glory to God, about Shalimar today. And I would like for her to just let us know who is your pastor. Who?
My pastor is Gene Thomas, which is also my father.
Uh-huh.
He's a mighty man of God. Our church is called Little Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 5701 Titwell, and my mom is the pastor's wife. And well, God is first, and we're a church that teaches love. That's right.
All right. Okay, so the contact information, do you have contact information for the church?
I have our number. It's 713-635-5859.
Hey, repeat it again.
713-635-5859.
All right. And we thank God for that because indeed, like I said, when a door opens, amen, we need to learn how to walk through it. Faith without works is dead.
Amen.
So, you know, like I tell people, faith is the substance of things
amen.
Hoped for. So what is your substance? Glory to God. So today on My Gospel Soul, we're interviewing Shalimar. Shalimar, what do you have coming up?
I'm working on my album right now, so be looking forward. It'll be in a couple of months, but I'm working on my album right now. They should just pray for me, and God is going to bless it, and I'm just thanking God for just another opportunity and for taking me to a new level through him, and I'm so excited. So be looking for it, Shalimar.
Yeah, you know what? Me and Shalimar are going to be doing some more things together. I got some events that's coming up that Shalimar is going to be singing at. But
I'm so grateful.
This song that Shalimar is going to be singing, I'm going to let her tell us a little bit about this song we're about to play for you.
Okay, the song is called Somebody. It's originally performed by Shirley Murdoch. And this song is such a blessing for me because it talks about my life, and I know that somebody touched me in my life, and I know it was nothing but God, and it was nothing but the hand of Jesus. So I know that somebody is Jesus that is in my life and in your life. So the song is called Somebody.
Somebody.
tell me when I couldn't help myself? Somebody defended me when there was no one else. Somebody touched me when I needed a touch. Somebody died for me because they loved me so much. Somebody help me. Hey, 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 hey. Can you feel it? Take it higher. Lift up your head. Do a little dance. Hey, listen. Somebody set me free when I was bound. Somebody found me when I couldn't be found.
Glamour@yahoo.com, and you can reach me.
All right. And we're going to be looking for more to come from you, Shalimar. We just want to say thank you. I got my co-host. I know she is just loving it. I got my co-host on the line. And I want to hear, what do you think about Shalimar?
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. That song that I just heard, when you kept saying higher, I kept seeing you going higher and higher. How are you prophesying to yourself? Go higher and higher and go.
Amen.
I see you going higher and higher and higher. All glory to God. I just love that song. I just love it.
Thank you so much.
That's your heart.
Thank you
so
much.
That's a beautiful song. I'm looking forward to listening to your CD.
Thank you.
So far from what I've heard, I was truly blessed.
Amen.
And I can hear the anointing that's resting upon your voice.
Amen. That truly blessed me. Amen. Higher and higher. That just did something to me. Let us say, I can shout out for that.
Amen. And we are looking forward. Hello?
Yes.
And we are looking forward to hearing more. We're looking forward to hearing more from Shalimar. We're looking forward to hearing her voice in more and more things. I'm hoping I can meet with her soon and get a picture.
Yes, you will. You will be getting a picture. I will send it out to you ASAP. Like I say, not as soon as possible, as soon as possible.
This is the station where we're going to be promoting. We're going to be promoting local talent from Houston, Texas. Houston is where it is at. And God is on the move in Houston, Texas. And we want people to email me. Email Pastor Jackson at pastorj.jackson@live.com. And we also have the website under construction. It is at www.webstarts.com/mygospelsoul. So if you would like to go on and find out more about me, more about my co-host, we are under construction right now. So if you give us about a couple of weeks, we will have it fully loaded with, like I said, be thick as gumbo. So you can go in and you can see
what we got
coming up and all of these things. I believe that God is he's on the move right now for this for woman of God. I believe that wherever she goes, when she opened that mouth and began to do what. See, I believe that you have to stay in your lane.
Amen.
Everybody is called to do something for God, but you don't drive over in gospel soul's lane. Glory to God. Gospel soul is going to make it do what it do. Don't drive over in Shalimar's lane. Shalimar is going to make it do what it do. Glory to God. So my the nugget, glory to God, hallelujah. Now don't get me wrong, Lady V got a cold-blooded nugget that's going to come to you, but the nugget, glory to God, that I'm going to give you is to stay in your lane. And you are listening to My Gospel Soul. We thank you, Shalimar, for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We thank God for your mother because I believe it's an awesome thing when I hear a mother support and love for their children.
Amen.
So
mother,
we thank you for calling in, too.
Oh, yes. And I want to say one thing. Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I want to say thank you so much, Janice Jackson, for having me on the show, and that God will continue to bless you and take you to new levels and for you being obedient to God and doing what God has called you to do. And it's been such a blessing to me. I'll never forget it.
Amen. Amen. Well, honey, I'm with you all the way. Like they say, all the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the way. Whenever you need me, whenever you got something coming up, you need me to announce it, you need to, you know how to get in contact with Janice Jackson. Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
me and Honey Dumpling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So,
So we thank you for calling. We're going to let you go and get back. We thank you for taking out the time to talk with us today on My Gospel Soul. And
thank you.
We say peace and many blessings. And we would love to talk with your pastor. And we already got First Lady. So we love it. First Lady, get them on the show and glory to God and just chew on that word with them one good evening. So, get some information to me, and we'll get them on the show. Amen.
All right, my lady D.
Amen. So have a blessed day.
All right, you too.
Bye bye. All right, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, Lady B.
Yes, I had some technical difficulties.
I know. We're 9 minutes before the hour is up. And we want to hear our nuggets. I need to hear my nuggets.
Yes. Well, all I have to say is that as a people, we should strive to go higher in God. Go higher, strive for the prize, strive for the mark, strive to reach the goal that God has for you. Don't let them stop you. Just reach higher. Go higher. Because God wants to take us higher.
Amen. Amen. I like that nugget. You know, I in this business, amen, and we thank God for Shalimar. One more shout out for Shalimar, because it is truly an awesome thing when you can lift up your voice and God will move. I tell people all the time, it said when God created the earth, he spoke a word and the Holy Spirit moved in obedience. He spoke it and the Holy Spirit moved. So we have to learn how to speak. Glory to God. That's what God was teaching us. Speak a thing. Glory to God. Believe it in our heart and our mind and he will move. Amen. So, Lady V, I want you to know that that we love you on My Gospel Soul. We got you on the website, amen. People can go in there and check out what you look like. You're gonna get with me. We're gonna put some information on there about you so people can put a face with a voice behind Lady V. Amen. Amen. So we also wanna let people know that Saturday we got another awesome show coming. We got Prodigal Son, Demetric Walker is going to be on the air with us. He's going to be on the air. He's a gospel lyricist. He didn't have gospel rap on there. He said gospel lyricist. So we look forward to him coming on the air and listening to some of his music. And as a matter of fact, before we get off the air today, we're going to play one of his songs. And one of his songs says, There's No Weapon. I love that song. So that's the song we're going to play before we get out there. We have 6 minutes left in our broadcast. And Lady B, how you feeling today? How you like that weather outside?
I'm loving it. I'm just enjoying myself today, relaxing. But it's always a pleasure to be on air with my best friend, Lady J.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's a privilege.
Oh, well, we'd like you to give your contact information for me, Lady B.
Okay, my email address is Pastor V St. Mary, capital S T period Mary MARY.live.com.
Amen. And we also want to send a shout out to my friend, you know, you usually hear Lady P on, but we didn't get her today. So we want to send a shout out to Sister Patricia Williams, because she
Amen.
Is indeed, no matter where she is, her spirit is here with us on My Gospel Soul. So we want to also send a shout out to her and let her know that we love her and we miss her. So, like I say, this show is going to go into the archives. If you would like this show, you can download this show. My Gospel Soul is also on iTunes. You can download My Gospel Soul off iTunes. So don't hesitate. Don't think that you missed us. You can go into my archive show. Go to my show page. You can even go to Eagles United Ministries
www.jenisechecks.com. I have a widget on that site where you can hear any show you want to hear. You can go, it's all kinds of ways that you can hear My Gospel Soul. And before I play this song, I want you to know that it's April 30th, and in Houston, it's in the 4 o'clock hour, 4:55 p.m. Central Time. And I know that one of my calls was from New Zealand, and he was listening to it in the morning time. So we want you to know that we love you, and we're giving you a shout out. We're giving you a shout out. I missed one of my checks with my friend. So we're sending you a shout out and everything. Minister C.D. Monroe, I'm sending you a shout out on the line. I didn't get a chance to chat with you. I want you to know that I'm sending God's love out to you. Sorry I didn't get to talk with you. Got caught up in the show. So we also want you to know that this next song I'm playing is called No Weapon, and it's by the Prodigal Son.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
Talk.